Show back to Paul Bryant.
It is good! And Paul Bryant got by Tyrone Tom Brady. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. As we continue our retrospective, looking back at the 2001 Patriots and the birth of a dynasty with Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, and Tom Curran. Of course, entering the 2001 season, guys, Bill Belichick is trying to change the culture, which means significantly changing the roster. But he's bringing in guys like David Patton, a wide receiver who had been lugging around coffee beans a short time before out of football, a guy like Mike Vrabel, who couldn't hold down a starting position with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a bit of an unknown after 4 years in the league. So, Ron, as you looked at that list of free agents during the course of the year following that team on the beat for the Boston Globe, what did you make of this collection of guys here in Foxborough?
Well, I called it Walmart-esque, I believe, in one of my prescient moments. But the fact of the matter is, you know, in retrospect, you see things differently, of course. And some of those guys he brought in, the Bobby Hamiltons and the Anthony Pleasants, were not unlike what Parcells did the first couple years. And I think that was a key thing there. And the other thing was, look, they got lucky on a couple guys. They brought Mike Vrabel in to be a special teams player. I mean, those guys who aren't trying to rewrite history will tell you that's what they thought he was going to be. Turned out to be one of the impact players that they've ever brought in here. So you got to get lucky a little bit, and they did. But they also knew what they were doing in terms of grinding that roster.
Yeah, Parcells called them circle the wagon guys.
Right.
And that's what he did. A lot of former Jets. Roman Pfeiffer is another guy they brought in. They didn't know what role he would play. And he ended up playing four downs for the whole season. I mean, he was special teams. He did everything for that team.
I think when they bring people in, and Scott Pioli certainly deserves a large nod in this because he was Belichick's right-hand man and doing the personnel. I don't think they brought people in with any role in mind. Hey, you're going to be a special teamer. Hey, you're going to do this. They were a blank slate on this team. What can David Patton do? Lugging coffee beans? We'll find out. What can this guy do? What can that guy do? What can Matt Light do as a second-round pick? What can this guy who didn't generate any sacks at Georgia, Richard Seymour, do? We think they can do these things. We'll see. But they hit on so many of these players, Mike.
But Ron is right when he says Walmart-esque, because you think about what they had cap-wise at the time. When they came in 2000, the year before, they had to clean up the cap. And so 2001, they're trying to build the depth. And that's when he always talks about the strong middle class of your roster. That's what he was trying to build with the Walmart-esque signings. They weren't big money signings, but like Tom said, they hit. And when you think of their names, when you just sort of list them down all in one, I mean, this will bring back some memories. Pfeiffer, Hamilton, Vrabel, Izzo, Pleasant, Compton, Cox, Edwards, Heward, Patton, Antoine Smith.
A former first-round pick, 1,000-yard runner, who had been beaten out in Buffalo and was on the complete scrap heap, turned into one of the five or six most important players on the team that year.
Yeah. So those kind of guys like Smithy, you say, okay, you know, he at least was a proven guy. Mike Vrabel, you know, he played as often as I did in Pittsburgh. You know, so, I mean, there was no reason to look at that, and they didn't, and say, we know that he's going to be this.
But you had a guy in Vrabel who wasn't some guy out of Monmouth. I mean, he was at Ohio State. He was an all Big Ten player repeatedly. I think he was one of the defensive players of the year.
And he was a pass rusher in Pittsburgh. Yeah. He ended the 1997 season with a strip sack of Drew Bledsoe.
Well, he
in
did,
that game.
But that was his role. But don't tell me that coaching staff sat there and said, boy, Vrabel's going to do all these things here. They did not, because you couldn't possibly know it. And as it turned out.
But they didn't have him come in to try and block field goals. They knew he could capably play NFL football.
Well, the one thing Jim Haslett, who had been his defensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, said after the Patriots acquired him is that when he talked to Belichick, he told Bill, you're getting a smart player who can do a lot of things. And was that a sign of the kind of player they wanted when it came to intelligence?
Well, sure. I mean, those are the kind of guys that Belichick loves, and we understand why. They get it. They're smart. They're not going to make the kinds of mistakes mentally that'll get you in trouble. And physically, if a guy makes a mistake or he just can't match up with another guy, okay, you find a way to live with that. But if he's making mental mistakes in a complicated defensive front that they had, then you got real trouble, and you knew you weren't going to have that problem.
And I look at it from the scheme perspective. Vrabel was in a 3-4. Patriots were playing the 3-4 at the time, but one of the few teams in the league that were playing it. So I think that's a big part of it, too, trying to find the piece with the scheme.
We will continue our discussion of the 2001 Patriots throughout the season. Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.